last hour of Incendiary Radio. Now let's look at the other side. This is Gordon Duff's latest article at Veterans Today. And, you know, Duff is a lefty and kind of he's a hard one to really peg, but he's, you know, a Marine, Vietnam vet. A lot of people don't trust him. He's had dust ups with Fetzer and these guys. And I kind of covered all that drama while it was all in real time. Well, here's his latest. New Eastern Outlook from Moscow. Has Trump been secretly stripped of his presidency? And this is the editor's note. This is a very important story published in Russia, of all places, because they, of all people, understand the real threat. This is time for big boys to pay attention. Washington is at war, and Trump is in the process of risking everything to save himself and take down anyone in his way, breaking all the rules and perhaps killing all of us in the process. This is not hyperbole, it's fact. Trump has named Steven Feinberg, not a harmless hedge fund manager at all, but the guy that runs DynCorp, the huge mercenary army a dozen times the size of Blackwater, to take control of everything, giving him the power to run all U.S. intelligence and security functions. Feinberg will be able to edit or fabricate any intelligence, order any arrests, suspend rights for any group, censor the press, declare any domestic group or political party illegal or even terrorist. Feinberg is a violent fanatic, a dangerous person, the like of which we may never well have seen in this country before. Trump is appointing a czar to end all czars, placing all American power under corporate or, may we say, Israeli control. Is anyone surprised? Feinberg plans to create controllers over all military and intelligence functions with full command authority, but answerable only to him. Feinberg's real role is to protect Trump on behalf of the deep state faction he represents from impeachment or coup and dismantle all opposition inside Congress, the press, and in particular the public. Plans are underway to criminalize any anti-Trump activities as hate crimes under broadened police powers already in front of legislatures in state after state with a federal law in the works as well. Kind of interesting. I mean, with all the left and the Soros funded stuff, was this a kind of a trap that the secret Nazi Soros was putting all those poor Bernie people out in the streets, paying them, and now Trump and Feinberg are going to round them all up? You know, it's kind of thin to me right now, but let's just keep our eyes open. If those fail, Trump will issue an executive order and, if needed, arrest any judge who tries to block it. John McCain was told about this plan, leading to his weak response. This is how dictators get started. You know, I tend to right now believe the exact opposite of what Duff's trying to pump up my rear end right now, that it seems like a lot of the players are amassing against Trump, a lot of them. Now, Trump's put these guys around him who are also part of the cabal. And I just read this, you know, Protocol 12, where it talks about having people of all opinions, having media organs of all stripes, from anarchist to Republican and so forth and so on. And so this is really kind of interesting to watch get hashed out here. McCain and other congressional leaders are terrified with go bags and open-end plane tickets from Canada and Mexico to places unknown, a hot commodity in the nation's capital. We believe that Congress will simply turn over and wipe the Constitution out of the history books. Let's see if we are right. Now, see, this is just so over the top. Republicans now know the only way they can undo what they have caused through getting in bed with the globalists and the fanatics in Tel Aviv, a Congress made up of know-nothings and slackers, of bumpkins and petty demagogues, is to either impeach Trump or convince the military to murder him. I mean, this is pretty outlandish sounding stuff, but I figured I would read it just to give you like the opposite side of the coin in alternative media circles that are trying to kind of, let's say, rationalize this anti-Trump, you know, behavior of so many people and to try to come up with a plausible scenario. You see what I mean? This is not fake, not a word of it. Trump knows this. His handlers from Israeli intelligence spy on the Pentagon, on Congress, and he has given regular dossiers on their private conversation. Well, how's Trump's stuff with Flynn? How'd Flynn get taken down then? You know, Flynn, Mike, writing a book with Michael Ledeen, Creative Destruction. I got to get into the Flynn stuff, but I wanted to get into this real quick. This is what led him to ordering a 10,000-man combat group to take up station on the Russian border with 1,000 to be airlifted immediately. You know, a lot of people think that it's just like this whole thing with trying to paint Trump as a Russian agent. Now he's almost has to kind of flex muscle a little bit with the Russians over there just to prove he's not. And so that could be another kind of explanation here. But it's just so crazy. Mr. Producer, let's get ready. Clip 23. Well, no, let's do clip 24 first. And this is what was this floated around this week, where Hillary's deputies over at the State Department, which she retweeted, talks about Comet from Comet Pizza, and Flynn's son was tweeted out something about Pizzagate being real, and then Flynn's son had to step down. And then there's all this stuff floating around that Flynn got a hold of a bunch of D.C. pedophile dossiers and all this stuff. It's all over the place. Various alternative media news outlets, but it's very sophisticated. But let's hit clip 24 real quick.
Hey, internet friends. Mike Flynn resigned and Hillary Clinton tweeted about Pizzagate. Weird, isn't it? So yesterday, or rather this morning at 12:41 a.m., Hillary Clinton tweeted out, or retweeted, her former political advisor, Philippe Raines, his tweet about Mike Flynn, where he references Comet Ping Pong and Pizzagate. Dear Mike Flynn and Mike Flynn Jr., what goes around comets around, and given your pizza obsession, ... he gives a Domino's pizza application, like an online application. So, Comet is clearly a reference to Comet, Ping Pong, Pizza, Pizzagate. Put them together, baby. We've got a reference right here. So, Hillary Clinton retweeted Philippe. So organic. So quirky. So not planned at all. And she said, Philippe's got his own way of saying things, but he has a point about the real consequences of fake news. Now, I find this very, very interesting, given that it really is fanning the flames of Pizzagate and the conspiracy. But who gives a heck when you are the Clinton crime syndicate and you can flex your muscles of corruption live on Twitter, like in real time for people to see? So let me go through what I think some of the goals of this tweet could be, and please let me know your thoughts below. So, I think, well, I'll start with most unlikely to most likely. Sounds like I have 10, but I've just got 3. So, the first one is that Pizzagate is actually fake news. It is actually just total crap, and there are consequences to spreading fake news. Let's take you literally, let's not infer anything. Maybe that's just what she means. Okay, let's move on to the second possibility, which is that Hillary Clinton is bragging, or her team is bragging, about being powerful. Just because she didn't win President of the United States doesn't mean she's without power. Mm-mm, honey. There's still a shadow government in play here. Again, flexing the muscles of corruption, hidden in plain sight for all to see. Okay, so the third possibility is that this is a warning to anyone who dares speak out and try to lump the Clintons in their administration in with any scandal. Look what happens. I think it's probably a combination of the second and third possibility when you take out the phrase consequences of fake news, which we've heard peddled by every mainstream media organization.
Go ahead, stop it there, Mr. Producer. Go ahead and get clip 5 ready. Now, I think it's this. I think it was a threat for saying you got too far into our little fun world over here, and your kid threw that tweet out, but I got to play a Brother Nathaniel video in a little bit. But this is Robert David Steele on Jones earlier in the week. And so let's get into this. This ties in with the pedos and everything else in D.C. and the deep state war, blah, blah, blah. Let's hit clip five.
And then we've also got a New York Post reporter coming on next hour. How Obama is scheming to sabotage Trump presidency with a bunker and 30,000 activists. And we now have CIA operatives that have been involved in covert actions, the type to overthrow countries, coming out saying that Trump is, quote, a domestic enemy, Evan McMullen. And he fits the cast of these guys who never actually, he's commanded people, but never been out in the field like Steele. And I'm not knocking guys that haven't been out in combat. I haven't been, you know, just as a citizen. But I'm so sick of them always running around calling for overthrows, murder, death, you know, corruption, watch your mouth, like Brennan said. Now, I don't know everything Steele's going to get into. I got some articles of his, and I read them yesterday, and it's pretty shocking stuff. I just had them here in my stack, and we'll put some of those up on screen for folks. But he's saying it all ties in to the pedophiles and more, so we'll get his breakdown on that right now. Robert David Steele, thank you so much for coming on with us. You've got a bunch of websites. Which one's best for folks to visit?
Oh, robertdavidsteele.com is the easiest to remember. PhiBetaIota.net is the one with all the good stuff. It's the one with all the posts from 80 people that I curate.
Well, again, I read like three of your articles this morning, and I don't even know where to start. It makes my head spin. Let's just lay it out. Lay out the information.
Well, let's start with McMullen's the lightweight. This is a little man who's got no serious credibility in either the intelligence community or the real world. He's just running his mouth. I happen to be a complete independent, and I believe that the enemy of my enemy is my friend. And you and Gary Null and a whole bunch of important people are starting to talk about how Donald Trump might be our one chance to take down the deep state. I absolutely believe that. Now, I've published some posts. Part of Trump's problem is that he wasn't expecting to win. And when he won by accident, I've written, it's both free online and it's also a bestseller at Kindle, Donald Trump, the Accidental President, analyzes how he won at the very end, because Clinton collapsed in multiple ways.
Well, and because the intelligence agencies wanted him to win.
Well, no, actually, some of us within the
Exactly. I'm not saying everybody, but people that weren't at the top.
Yeah, well, there was a huge fight between John Brennan, who was representing Hillary Clinton, Wall Street, the deep state, and the Saudis, and the rest of us. And Steve Piesnak's one of my favorite people. He announced that there were white hats. The white hats were able to stop Hillary Clinton from using the same electronic fraud that she used against Bernie Sanders. She stole 13 primaries from Bernie Sanders. That was confirmed by Stanford University. They were able to stop that, and she wasn't able to steal 13 general elections from Donald Trump. But coming back to Donald Trump, his problem was that he had to get from Election Day to Inauguration Day. And he had to get through the Electoral College, the Congressional validation, and Inauguration Day. And as you all saw, John Brennan committed treason by telling lies intended to overturn the Electoral College.
And we've never seen a CIA, I mean, in the past, if a CIA director said to the president, keep your mouth shut, they would die in a canoeing accident within hours. And I'm not even saying do that. It's just this is unprecedented.
It is unprecedented. John Brennan is, in my view, until he resigned, and maybe still today, the highest paid agent of Saudi Arabia. John Brennan is corrupt to the bone, and he should be under deep FBI investigation. But set him aside. Donald Trump is there now. The point I'm trying to make is that to get from Election Day to Inauguration Day, Trump had to make some deals, and Rince Priebus, the Judas in the White House, was part of that.
I agree. In fact, a lot of really smart top people say that's Trump's big mistake. He thought he could co-opt them because they just wanted power. And instead, no, there's dirt on them. They're part of something bigger. And that's why Trump's got to get rid of them.
Priebus is, among other things, an enabler and cover-upper of pedophilia. Dennis Hassert is the tip of the iceberg. I absolutely guarantee you that Julian Assange is going to take down the Republican Party and Rince Priebus specifically.
Well, let me just stop you. I know you've got a lot of high-level sources. This is shocking right now because I've had you on for a decade. You're very respected and involved in clandestine operations all over the Middle East, all over the world. And I know you wouldn't just say this because this opens you up to a lot. Now, I'm not saying this is your opinion. I'm saying you're a guest on my show saying this right now because the media...
Oh, Alex, don't be chicken.
Well, no, okay. Listen, I'm not chicken. I know about Hastert. I know about his connections to the Clintons. I know about the whole network. I know it's true.
Listen, this is on me.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is not on you. This is on me, okay? Here's my Marine Corps serial ring. This is on me. I have for over a decade been working with a number of people on pedophilia as an elite privilege. For the Democrats, it's actually an acquired taste. John Podesta is a pedophile light. The Republicans and the elite in banking are the ones who have really made this a big league thing. There are Saudi Arabian restaurants with basements in Washington, D.C., where you can order children on the menu. Okay, this is what I have been told. I have not been to one of those restaurants. I've never ordered a child on the menu. Pedophilia is the Achilles heel, and Donald Trump has figured that out. Now, Flynn did not get fired because he called the Russians. I would remind your viewers that Henry Kissinger sabotaged the Paris peace talks and killed another 20,000 U.S. troops and hundreds of thousands of others just to help Richard Nixon get elected. Hillary Clinton sold Syria and Yemen to Saudi Arabia for tens of millions of dollars. Okay, Flynn got fired because he had the arrogance to think that he could tell Mattis and Tillerson what to do. He also managed to piss off the vice president. Flynn's call included, and this is insider information, Flynn's call included a conversation about a list of high-level pedophiles in the United States, one of whom is Mike Pence's best friend. And Flynn did not tell Pence. That eventually came out. Now, the real issue, as Dennis Kucinich has very carefully pointed out on Fox, the real issue is that NSA has been spying on all of our politicians with impunity. And the CIA is leaking highly classified information as part of a political coup d'etat. If I were in Donald Trump's shoes, I would be shutting NSA down. NSA has no legislative charter. Donald Trump has the power to shut NSA down tomorrow.
I understand. Let's be clear. It's clearly illegal what's going on, and then the leaks are illegal. But let me ask you this then. So I know I've known you 10 years or 12 years. You wouldn't be saying this. You didn't.
All right, go ahead and stop it there.
Clearly,
go ahead and stop it there. Pretty heavy, heavy information. See you guys on the other side.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, silent salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
All right, we're back. Subsidiary Radio. Now, you kind of got the gist of that conversation with Steele and Jones, basically, that Flynn had to go because he was talking with the Russians about the pedos and the rest of it, and one of whom was Pence's best friend. Now, the cover story on the mainstream media is, oh, Pence was basically violating the Logan Act. And then he wasn't forthright with the vice president about what the conversation with him and the Russian guy entailed. And then he shouldn't have been talking about sanctions and all that. You guys remember that. And so he wasn't forthright with the vice president about the content of the conversation with his Russian counterpart before the inauguration. So, but this is what kills me. Daddy Bush, when Reagan was coming in, was already violating the Logan Act by making advances onto the Iranians to let the hostages go in the 80s. So as soon as Reagan gets elected, the hostages go free. And Obama, when he's waiting to come into office, sends us this guy William Miller over to Iran, says, yeah, we're going to do a deal with you, buddy. Blah, blah, blah. So they all do this crap while they're waiting to come into office, and they're laying the groundwork for their administrations. And they all violate the Logan Act when they go to places like Bilderberg, and they're actually engaged in New World Order activities, outside of the purview of the public and so forth and so on. So it's all ridiculous. But here's another angle on why Flynn had to go. Clip 22.
How many Jews does it take to tell 6 lies in just a few seconds? Only one.
Iran seeks to annihilate Israel. It says so openly. It seeks to conquer the Middle East. It threatens Europe. It threatens the West. It threatens the world.
How about Iran threatens Mars, even though its missiles can barely reach Milan? Tell me, if Europe's ramping up trade with Iran ever since the nuke deal, where's the threat? It's good business that Trump's rejecting. So much for America first. And how many Jews does it take to tout the lie of the century? Again, only one.
I plan to speak soon with President Trump about how to counter the threat of the Iranian regime, which calls for Israel's destruction.
Never did.
This idea that Iran wants to wipe Israel out. Now, that's a common trope that is put about by a lot of people in Israel, a lot of people in the United States.
They didn't say we'll wipe it out, you're right.
When Ahmadinejad said, the regime occupying Jerusalem must vanish from the page of time, he was anticipating Israel's evident demise. In other words, this too shall pass. Yet, in Israel's quest to survive, an unnatural creature amidst long-established Muslim countries, it pursues perpetual war for perpetual pandemonium. Iran is now Israel's main target. With growing influence in Iraq, its alliance with Assad, and support of Hezbollah, Iran brings Israeli hegemony in the Middle East to a screeching halt. It's an axis of resistance that Jews fear, with Iran its main player. And Israel wants to wipe this resistor off the face of the earth. Enter Michael Flynn, Trump's national security commando, with his finger on the trigger.
Iran continues to threaten U.S. friends and allies in the region. The Obama administration failed to respond adequately to Tehran's malign actions, including weapons transfers, support for terrorism, and other violations of international norms.
This sounds like America. But warmongers like Flynn can see the forest for the Jewish trees.
As of today, we are officially putting Iran on notice.
That's Israel's line, and those are fighting words. But who's going to fight? Israel? Saudi Arabia? They'll fly a few bombers, hit Iran's nuclear power plants that Russia built, and fly safely back to Haifa and Jeddah. But U.S. troops will do the dirty work. Only the goys die young when waging wars for the Jews. Now, when told that Rouhani warned those who threatened Iran would live to regret it, Trump shot back, "He better be careful." Au contraire, Trump better be careful before he turns the Middle East into a blazing inferno.
Yeah, we'll continue the rest of it, but this is kind of like where we're going with Flynn. See you guys on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that LimeScale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate LimeScale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient, with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
"I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours."
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Incendiary radio. You know, I played that song. I was having an off the record conversation with, let's just say, a very powerful member of the organized labor community, and we were just talking big picture and politics and Trump and very fascinating, man. What's going on? You remember I talked about this around Labor Day, about this battle that's going to have to happen between people in the trades and like the commies and the teachers unions and the Service Employees International and the more the goofball side of the union movement. With the guys and the electricians, the pipe coverers, the pipe fitters, the iron workers, the laborers, all that stuff. And, you know, it takes me about 5 minutes to deprogram one of these guys and really give them another kind of dose of why, you know, they talk about the corporate side of the house and the corporate billionaires and how they're all jacked up. And I was like, yeah, I get that. But I was like, you got to realize there's billionaires behind the left, and what their job is to do with the left, the American left. See, the American left should be completely different from these buffoons in like the European left, which are all the way gone into Marxism. American left, as far as if you're living under a constitutional system, should just be like battling for decent wages and good working conditions and good retirement and that sort of thing and medical coverage and that under a free enterprise system. But I basically, I was like, look, you got a bunch of toxic billionaires but funding the most whacked out goofball elements out here, the rabble trash in the streets, and they make the labor movement and anybody that's got any real kind of pursuits on the left, it's not a whack job. They make them look so unattractive on purpose to make patriotic kind of conservative Americans be repulsed by the whole thing. See, it's a psyop. And And I basically, through this conversation with this dude, he's like, yeah, I get what you're saying now. I was like, yeah. I was like, you get these SJWs and the pussy hats and the lesbos and the weirdos and the trannies and all the immigrant mobs out here, out in the streets. What do you think regular old white guys out here are going to – they're going to run to the right and the controlled right. And – you know, people can argue about where the promising to make headway is, whether it's in the white left or the white right. But it's like, dude, it's both controlled. I get it. But it's like when you look at the rabble on the streets and you look at the productive members of society that go to Trump rallies, where do you think the future's at? Even though they're three layers down in the programming, they're still the decent people. They're still the ones that obey the law. They're still the ones that have jobs. They're still the ones supporting the rest of these jerks out here in the streets with their freaking EBT and SNAP cards living in Section 8 housing. So you're going to have to make a decision. But what I want to do, my thing is to drive the productive members of the labor movement into – they got to have somewhere to go. The left is no longer, this mentally ill, toxic Marxist left is no longer where these guys belong. You know, I'm in organized labor. I don't belong with those whack job Marxist commies that want to overthrow everything and are completely anti-European. White males are the devils. You know, it can't be this way. There's going to have to be a divorce. There's going to have to be a civil war. There's going to have to be some battles here. But, you know, Trump said he's going to put the miners back to work in that last speech. I didn't play that part, but, you know, Trump had a bunch of labor leaders in the White House. When's the last time a Republican was even worried about labor leaders? And so Trump's a mixed bag here. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. I know that he's got a lot of toxic elements around him. It's quite fascinating, though. Let's get into this real quick because you know, let's resume the Brother Nathaniel video from where it was, Mr. Producer.
Oh, Iran is not going to take it lying down. Trump's playing with fire that will spread all the way to gas pumps on Main Street, USA. With $15 a gallon at the pump, no matter how many jobs Trump brings back, America will be driving on empty. But that's okay with Jared Kushner, Trump's Jewish son-in-law and senior advisor. He's a billionaire, and once he gets his war for Israel against Iran and lots of goys dying young, he'll be eating breakfast in bed in Manhattan.
All right, go ahead and stop it. Now, there's a whole wing of people out here that are saying this about why Flynn was taken out. Flynn was going hawkish on Iran. And so there's a bunch of them that are saying that the remnants of the Obama embedded elements that did the Iran deal leaked all this garbage on Flynn and basically fed it to Mike Pence in order to make Trump fire Flynn. And so that's another kind of angle on it, that basically that embedded elements, that leftovers from the Marxist Obama regime leaked this garbage onto Trump and Pence's lap, and therefore Flynn had to go. Therefore, hopefully for them, giving some time to save the Iran deal, which I don't buy that one necessarily. There's too many other hawks like Mike Pence around Trump and Kushner, like Brother Nathaniel said, but I figured I would give you that kind of thought. Now, Mr. Producer, get clip 6 ready. This is going around on all the websites about basically Obama and his 30,000 organizing for action, little Marxist Alinskyite army ready to thwart Trump's agenda at every turn. This is with a guy named Paul Sperry that Jones interviewed. He writes for the New York Post. Let's play clip 6. And this is on numerous other websites. Go ahead.
And if I don't, does anybody really think that Hillary Clinton would be tougher on Russia than Donald Trump? Does anybody in this room really believe that? Okay. But I tell you one thing. She tried to make a deal. She had the reset. She gave all that valuable uranium away. She did other things. You know, they say I'm close to Russia. Hillary Clinton gave away 20% of the uranium in the United States. She's close to Russia.
Can we?
You know what I gave to Russia? You know what I gave? Nothing.
Can we conclude there'll be no response to these particular provocations?
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you anything about what response I do. I don't talk about military response. I don't say I'm going into Mosul in 4 months. We are going to attack Mosul in 4 months.
All right, go ahead and stop it there, Mr. Producer.
We're going to attack Mosul.
That was clip 13. Let's hit clip 6. This is with Jones and Paul Sperry. Okay. All right, go ahead and resume it where you're at.
So, in 1 month, next week, we are going to attack Mosul.
God, he's
meantime,
awesome.
Mosul is very, very difficult. You know why? Because I don't talk about military, and I don't talk about certain other things. You're going to be surprised to hear that. And by the way, my whole campaign, I'd say that.
Right.
So I don't have to tell you.
There
I don't want to be one of these guys.
All right, go ahead and stop it there.
Here's what we're going to
Mr.
do.
Mr. Producer, let's forward to the second part, which is 442. Sorry about that, folks. I wanted to hear you have Trump throw in Hillary under the bus for selling the Russian uranium, which I thought was good because, you know, he basically exposed it. Everybody's saying I'm a Russian agent, but right before Hillary gets out of the State Department, they sell 20% of the United States uranium to the Russians under the Obama-Hillary administration. All right, let's hit the second part of that.
Let's go to Paul Sperry. Paul, wow, what an incredible time to be alive. I followed your work for a while, but it is just crazy how on target you are to show all these foreign multinationals pumping money into 501c3s when Obama wouldn't even let Christians have 501c3s for 8 years, and just planning the overthrow of the government and just all sorts of destabilization and craziness. You have really laid it out in this article. Let's break this down. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, I mean, Obama is the mastermind behind all these protests and the sabotaging of Trump. You know, Trump's hitting Hillary today in this press conference when he should be calling out Obama. I mean, this organizing fraction is what I look at in this piece in the New York Post. It's listed as Obama's new post-presidency website, one of only two organizations listed, the other being the Obama Foundation. In fact, he's going to merge the two organizations into this very well-funded organizing and protesting superstructure. And, you know, he's bitter at the election results, and he's desperate to salvage his legacy. And that goes for everything from Obamacare to the Iran deal. And he wants to continue to advance the leftist agenda that voters repudiated at the polls. So what he's setting up here is a shadow opposition government, and it's already wreaking havoc on the new Republican administration, and it's you know, very popular America First agenda, and there's remnants of Obama's administration still deeply entrenched inside the Trump government, where they're sabotaging him from the inside. Meanwhile, Obama's building this shadow government that I talk about in this column from the outside to sabotage Trump and his agenda. So you've got Obama saboteurs working on the inside against Trump, and Obama saboteurs working against Trump on the inside.
And in your article, you link to all their own groups, their own statements. It's like it's not even hidden that they say we're going to sabotage the agenda, we're going to try to throw him out of office. Michael Moore is saying he is a Russian, not just he's a Russian agent with no proof, and that we're going to overthrow him. And they've got former CIA people running around like Evan McMullen saying he's a domestic enemy. I mean, this is like Twilight Zone.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a little worried if Trump doesn't, and Republicans, because they're getting hit, too, at these town hall meetings, and they're really going to get hit even harder next week during the recess by these groups, by Obama's group, OFA, primarily. But I'm a little worried if Trump doesn't get out in front of this and call it for what it is, actually directly call Obama out. Forget about Hillary. Hillary's gone. His main concern right now is Obama. I mean, the guy set up a bunker just down the street from the White House. He's got a mansion. He's got the offices, OFA, the Obama Foundation offices he's setting up in there. He's got his own chief of staff, press secretary. He's got a shadow White House just within 2 miles of Trump, where he can just launch and fire salvo after salvo against Trump just down the street. But I'm a little concerned that if Trump doesn't get out in front of this and call it for what it is, Obama could spark something on the order of a civil war here.
Wow.
I mean, he's really gearing up here over the next year or two to create a huge, very well-funded organizing and protesting infrastructure that's going to go after and constantly attack Trump and Republicans in this new administration.
Paul Sperry, Twitter, at Paul
All right,
Sperry.
Go ahead and stop it there. Now, that's...
Absolute.
Whether you think that's BS or not, I can see enough materializing here on this front that I don't think we're going to have any return to any kind of, let's say, normalcy at the street level. I unfortunately think that there's enough veritas with what, you know, Michael Snyder and Millennium Report and your Newswire and all these people are reporting about, kind of like this Marxist kind of go for broke, scorched earth, now or never kind of thing. And, you know, it's such uncharted territory for one president to... You got a former president that's actively agitating in this manner against a new president. And, you know, Obama is nobody. He's got controllers. He was groomed by Bill Ayers and the Weatherman types and his papa, Frank Marshall Davis. I mean, this guy's got Marxism and revolution and Alinsky rules for radicals in his blood. And so what we're dealing with now is something where we have a former chief executive of the United States, executive branch guy, that is basically, is it going to be burn the house down or not? Or is this another psyop to basically to turn our, you know, attention towards Obama when there's much heavier hitters in this sector? And so, you know, that's another thing you guys are going to have to really kind of, you know, check out. Mr. Producer, gosh, I'm running out of time, but this was from Joe Rogan and Jones on 9/11, and I promised I would dig it up and play it now. Get clip four ready. But this is Jones's chance in front of about 100 million people to really say, you know, what happened on 9/11. And, of course, he does his rope-a-dope and throws the Saudis under the bus. And so let's listen to clip four.
Sir, come to him.
Who?
That was the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
L.L. Limnin, sir? Is that his name?
No, just Google Operation Northwoods.
Oh, I know about that.
Sure. So they came to him and they said, we're going to launch terror attacks in America and start a war with the Soviets. He's like, well, I know they're evil, but we're not going to do that. So he fired him. Then JFK comes in. The same guys try to make him do it. He refuses, so they kill him.
Well, they wanted to have drone jetliners and blow them up and blame it on the Cubans.
9/11.
They wanted to arm Cuban friendlies and attack Guantanamo Bay. They had a bunch of really crazy shit planned. When you realize what Operation Northwoods was, and you realize that this was signed by the Joint Chiefs of Staff, it scares the shit out of you.
Because it makes you realize, is this real?
We're all talking here. Doesn't that scare the shit out of you?
Doesn't it
blow your mind that there's still today, it's 2017, doesn't it blow your mind that people still think that 9/11 happened the way it was?
Okay, we'll get to that.
9/11 Commission
Operation
report.
Northridge is 100% provable.
Isn't that crazy?
Let's get back to that.
It's declassified, 2000.
Well, when people realize that that was a real document.
It was a U.S. government plan to start war with Russia.
And kill people.
They blow up movie theaters, attack U.S. military bases.
Kill American civilians.
Attack the Capitol.
Kill American military.
Shoot people, hijack jets, crash them, have CIA get on board so a fake plane lands, or the real plane lands, a fake plane attacks. It was 9/11.
It's just bananas that someone would actually sit down and write that out.
And it was leaked by patriots 6 months before 9/11 trying to stop it.
Really?
And that's not saying Islamic terror isn't real. It's not saying Bush even did it. Some super dark state group, which Congress now has the 28 pages vindicating 9/11 truthers, that Saudi Arabia, with people that they had gotten to convert to Islam and paid off with their trillions, and they got trillions, had joined them in some larger plan to blame Iraq and other countries that were non-radical so Saudi Arabia could take them over.
Who put together 9/11?
Saudi Arabia. The Muslims
by
hate
themselves?
Muslims more than anybody. So they want to invade these other countries.
How did it happen in the U.S.? I mean, the U.S. wasn't involved? Of course.
Right? What are you saying?
Who was involved? Who were the key players in 9/11?
It's totally compartmentalized. So you run a drill of the World Trade Center and the Pentagon being attacked on that day. So the planes are told, flying around, oh, this is just a drill.
So that was a drill that was supposed to be run that day.
It all came out.
A drill that was about an attack on New York, right?
There was a drill.
It seems like when they do false flags, it seems like, okay, we're going to do a false flag. We need to set up a drill. They need a drill going on at the same time.
But let's be clear.
It's obvious. 99.9%
of the government wasn't involved. Because of computers, it was a test. They can do stuff 100 times worse now. No one will know because it's all remote activated.
Can I vomit all over my mic? Yeah, you see Larry Silverstein and Frank Lowy and Ronald Lauder, they all secretly converted to Islam and they ran 9/11 with the Saudis. I mean, Jones is pretty bad on 9/11 these days. I mean, it's just like crap, you know. It's funny, and he's sitting there stoned out and drunk with Rogan and Eddie Bravo. And Eddie Bravo knows. You can tell that he's trying to pull it out of Jones, and Jones, he's too big now, baby. He can't go up against the Cyanim network or the Kosher Nostra. He's too big, you see. Unless he has Pechenik on. Then Steve Pechenik, the Jewish guy, will throw the Jews under the bus for doing 9/11. But that's about it. That's the only time that he'll even tolerate it. Let's see. We got a few minutes left. Now, this one, Mr. Producer, go to clip 10 and get it ready. Now, this is about Trump, the Saudis, and the Yemen war. And this is one of the real sore points that I don't like to see is Trump. I was saying in the last few months that the Saudis are going to get thrown under the bus when Trump comes in. That remains to be seen. It hasn't happened yet. We're only a month into this thing, so it's 2:20 right now. He came in a month ago. Things are moving very crazy fast. But this is a pretty fascinating clip. Go ahead and hit clip 10.
Because why should they worry about defense when the United States will do it for nothing? I mean, it's crazy.
This is 1987.
Saudi Arabia. I mean, you saw what happened with Saudi Arabia. We're going through the Gulf. We have old-fashioned, obsolete minesweepers. We ask Saudi Arabia for the use of their minesweepers, which are the best made, the most modern, the best, and they say no. Who are they to tell us no? We're not going to give you our minesweepers. It's ridiculous. They're only there. They're only there for the sake of us, as far as that's concerned. We are protective of Saudi Arabia. They should pay for that.
Are we going to be hearing more from Mr. Trump on issues like this as we go along?
I really don't know, Larry. This is an issue that's been bothering me. It's been
30
bothering
years
a lot
ago,
of people,
folks,
that I know. And I think it's an issue that had to be brought out to the fore. The concept of America financing and paying and losing lives for countries that won't even allow us to use their ships. And these are the countries that in 24 hours they'd be wiped off the face of the earth if it weren't for America. It's ridiculous.
Iran is a problem in Iraq, a problem in Syria, a problem in Lebanon, a problem in Yemen, and will be a very, very major problem for Saudi Arabia.
This is Trump at APAC. There is new reporting this evening after a secret U.S. mission in Yemen turned deadly. A Navy SEAL was killed, the Pentagon now revealing his identity. Chief Special Warfare Operator William Ryan Owens from Illinois.
Just look at the mess our country is in, bogged down in conflict all over the place. Our hero Ryan died on a winning mission, according to General Mattis, not a failure. Time for the U.S. to get smart and start winning again.
You know, the origin of what's happening now in Yemen is the Arab Spring, which, you know, we hold was at least partly, probably mostly, maybe completely cooked up by the U.S. administration under Obama as his plan of remaking the Middle East. This was the plan. And what it did is really create chaos throughout the region. In 2011, as a result of the Arab Spring, Saleh was deposed. He was the leader of Yemen. And Hadi was installed as president. The people who supported Saleh and the Houthis, who are an ethnic and religious minority related to the Shia practice, but not explicitly Shia, were obviously upset about this revolution. So they joined forces in an attempt to put Saleh back. Well, the Saudis didn't like that at all. They wanted Hadi in there. And Hadi was, by the way, the one who okayed U.S. drone attacks on Yemen. So both the U.S. and the Saudis liked that. So that's the beginning of the war. The Saudis started bombing Yemen to put back their guy, and the U.S. has provided targeting, intelligence, and military equipment. 10,000 civilians have been killed thus far. The country's been decimated. But, you know, the whole idea of what's happening in Yemen, as I said earlier, is insane because on the one hand, you have the Houthis aligned with Saleh. On the other side, you have the Saudis attacking them, trying to put the other guy back in, Hadi back in. But you also have this Al-Qaeda there. Well, Al-Qaeda and the Houthis are mortal enemies. Al-Qaeda is a radical Sunni organization, as we obviously know. And the Houthis are closer to Iran and to the Shia. So you have the U.S. attacking both Al-Qaeda and then helping Saudi Arabia attack the Houthis, who are also fighting Al-Qaeda. And this is how the billions of dollars are being spent.
All right, go ahead and stop it there. But that's kind of a simple breakdown of Yemen. It seems to be basically a Shia kind of minority purge. The whole thing seems like a Shia purge in the Middle East in order to build this big Zio Sunni strange bedfellow with the Israelis caliphate, like I've been saying for months, with the greater Israel, the big Sunni caliphate, and all big one happy Middle East. Unfortunately, the Shiites got to go. And they don't like Jewish central banks running their countries either. Assad, the Alawite, doesn't have a Zio central bank, and the Iranians don't like it. Gaddafi didn't like it. Now Libya just happens to have a central bank. So we'll see what happens. But glad you all were listening tonight, folks. Pretty packed program. So hope I'm here next week. See ya.
Have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.